Parks Canada says it will soon communicate directly with campers on the condition of their trailers and personal belongings they left behind while evacuating Jasper National Park on July 22. Campers will be informed how these items can be collected or asked to give permission to dispose of items damaged beyond repair. Parks Canada is currently photographing every campsite, and ongoing detailed assessments of its facilities continue. In a Wednesday, August 7, update, the agency noted that the ongoing closures have kept the campgrounds secure, although many facilities have sustained damage from the wildfire. Tourism operators and businesses that support the industry and community are the lifeblood of Jasper National Park's ability to host visitors, Parks Canada stated. These businesses are vital to ensuring people from across Canada and around the world have memorable connections to this Canadian treasure. Parks Canada's campgrounds host millions of visitors each year and support the local economy. Visitors who left behind medication or essential documents can contact Jasper Bylaw at 780-852-5518 or by email at bylaw@jasper-alberta.ca. Alberta Wildfire Update. The Jasper Wildfire Complex has seen little growth over the past several days, and Alberta is now down to having 15 out-of-control wildfires after having over 50 just 2 weeks ago. Cooler temperatures and recent rain have helped our firefighters make significant progress on many wildfires that were out of control, said Todd Lawin, Minister of Forestry and Parks, during the latest update. Some larger fires like the Jasper Wildfire Complex, the Semo Wildfire Complex and the Kiska Wildfire Complex still pose a threat to nearby communities or infrastructure, but they have seen little spread in recent days. The Jasper Wildfire Complex remains out of control and is estimated at around 34,000 hectares. Lawin highlighted the efforts of ground crews, noting how smoke and weather have sometimes made aerial operations difficult. He also reminded Albertans that although the fire danger and activity have lessened over the past week, conditions can change quickly at this time of year, and members of the public should stay up to date on fire bans, restrictions and advisories in their area. As of published time, there were 117 wildfires burning in the Forest Protection Area of Alberta, with 15 out of control, 39 being held and 63 under control. Bus tours ongoing. Jasper evacuees continue to visit the townsite via bus with one tour from Edmonton and one from Vailmont on Wednesday, August 7. Around 37 residents toured the site on these tours. Joe Zatelny, Deputy Managing Director of the Alberta Emergency Management Agency, said there was also a bus traveling from Calgary to Edson where registrants will stay overnight before seeing the townsite. The following day will include another trip from Vailmont and one more from Calgary to Edson. Registrations continue to be taken, with 277 households now registered. We'll continue to provide these tours for as long as the demand is there, and there's no end in sight for us at this point, Zatelny said. Jasper residents can register for a bus tour online, with priority going to those with lost or damaged homes.